Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Welcome to On Point Live. I get together each week with some of the great players of the game. We're talking about the Hall of Famer, four-time NFC Offensive Lineman of the Year, number 78, the Energizer Buzzy, the one and only Jackie Slater. He's the bunny that just energized the entire Rams. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And, of course, we would be remiss if we didn't have the quarterback of outstanding caliber, star of Los Angeles Rams legendary Super Bowl 14, number 15, the one and only Vince Ferragamo, ladies and gentlemen. Vince, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Michael.
We got a big show today. You guys, we got a lot of stuff going here. We got to remind everybody our website, onpointlive.net. You got to remember we're on YouTube, our YouTube channel. Subscribe to On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. On Instagram, we're at on.point.live, and we're brought to you by our good friends, and we've got a special cheese today at harmonycheese.com.
Absolutely.
You guys love it, huh, Jackie?
Oh, absolutely.
Vince?
Yes.
This is going to be a problematic for me. Because
Parmesan cheese today, Vince.
I'm eating a little bit too much cheese as we go through
try
this
try the cheese. Email us onpoint@crntalk.com, onpoint@crntalk.com. You can hear the show on radio stations around the country. Just go to crntalk.com. Click on the beautiful photograph of Jackie and Vince sitting there, and it'll take you right to the page and tell you all the times it's on. It's on CRN, by the way, crntalk.com, Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific and 8 p.m. Pacific time, Wednesday at 11 a.m., Saturdays at 8, Sunday at 6, and now on 790 KABC.
How about that?
Saturday night, Sunday morning.
It's about time.
It's about time we got it going there. Flagship 790, and in Chicago, too. So we got it going on there, too, in case any Bear fans are listening to us on the show today.
Yeah.
We got a lot to talk about today. We're going to talk about some of the great moments of sports history in California, of which you guys might have been involved with these a little bit, huh?
Yeah, I was a little disappointed about one of those moments that didn't make it.
What was that?
They didn't go back that far in time.
They didn't go back. Vince Ferragamo had a couple of really special moments, you know, in his collegiate career, his pro career. And I was a little disappointed in one of them.
Yeah.
It was fun. Hey, there's some great,
I liked them
there's
all.
Some great sporting events that we're going to talk about
events.
And some great plays.
We got to cover those.
Really,
they
resonate with me all the time.
Want to say hello to one of our new affiliates, AM 1550 in Salt Lake City, SLC Sports Radio. Welcome aboard. You've got On Point Live with Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater. We're going to take a break. When we come back, a lot to talk about. Basketball with the Clippers. What the heck's wrong with the Dodgers? What's great about the Milwaukee Brewers, for God's sakes? And we're going to eat some Parmesan cheese here on the show.
And the LA Clippers.
And the LA Clippers. Don't forget them, too.
We'll
stay with us right here. You're in tune with On Point Live. We'll take a break. Be right back. And now for Harmony Cheese, here are Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater.
Indulge in the exquisite flavors of Harmony Cheese, crafted with passion and precision in Athens, Wisconsin.
Our signature golden age cheeses are a symphony of taste. From the tangy sweetness of cranberry and orange abergele to the rich, buttery smoothness of our aged Gloucester.
Elevate your charcuterie board with our show-stopping Merlot cheddar, or savor the unique combination of flavors in our portabella and chive abergele.
Harmony Cheese, rooted in Wisconsin tradition, crafted for discerning palates. Visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
Don't forget to visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
That's harmonycheese.com. Football is one in the trenches. And if you want to dominate the line of scrimmage, you need more than just size. You need skill, technique, and a mindset of greatness. At Slater Enterprises, Hall of Fame offensive lineman Jackie Slater, 20-year veteran of the Los Angeles Rams, will help you develop the footwork, strength, and intelligence to control the game. Jackie has trained some of today's top NFL linemen, helping them maximize their potential and build long, successful careers. Every great offensive lineman starts with technique. Let's fix the technical issues, build your confidence, and make you unstoppable. If you're serious about improving your game and taking your skills to the next level, contact Jackie Slater today at jackies7644@aol.com. Start your journey to excellence. Go to jackies7644@aol.com. Slater Enterprises, where champions are built. Touchdown! Vince Ferragamo is inviting you to experience the taste of victory, not on the field, but in your glass. From NFL quarterback to winemaker, Vince Ferragamo has brought the same passion and dedication that lit up stadiums to crafting world-class wines. At Vince Ferragamo Vineyards, you'll find award-winning Italian varietals, including the luxurious Super Tuscan Blend Caressa J, bold Primitivo, elegant Pinot Nero, and rich Sangiovese. All gold medal and 90-plus point winners. Perfectly paired with food, cheese, or enjoyed on their own, these wines bring a touch of Italy to your table. Why wait? Make tonight a celebration. Visit VinceFerragamoVineyards.com now and experience the magic of fine wines crafted by a true legend. That's VinceFerragamoVineyards.com. Vince Ferragamo Vineyards, where fine wine meets greatness. Welcome back to On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn with the stars of our show, the one and only Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater from the Los Angeles Rams. We got something to talk about. ESPN, gentlemen, has come out with top five plays of California sports, and you guys are involved in California sports. Oh, yeah. So can we go down the list a little bit? They say number five is Marcus Allen's 74-yard touchdown run in Super Bowl 18 in 1984.
Absolutely.
Jackie, you were hot about this one. You love this one.
I love this one. I was at this game, as a matter of
really?
Fact. Yeah, I was there. I was there, and I was working for the LA Times. They had me to come out there, and me and a couple of other guys to sit there and interview and be interviewed and meet some of their top clients there. It was really cool. But to sit there and to watch that play, and I know Marcus. I've watched him for years, and I've never really looked at him as a speed burner like Eric Dickerson or Wendell Tyler, those guys that can really, really run fast. I never looked at him like that. But watching that play from where I was at about the 50-yard line, this guy looked like he turned on a gear that I didn't even know he had, man. It was an amazing, amazing play.
Wasn't he shifty, though, Jackie?
Yes,
like
he was
looked
shifty.
Like he was going to be tackled by the Redskins in the backfield, you know, and he went one direction. Then he cut back the other way. Then he escaped, and he
the
went
lateral.
He vertical. Was, he went like straight he up running, north and south.
It looked like he was running past a bunch of fence posts. Yeah. The guys were moving that slow. Well,
a 74-yard.
Like where the ball was.
He was slippery. Man, he made that run. That turned the whole tide around for the Raiders, man.
Did.
They went on to win that Super Bowl.
That they'll be showing that play.
Awesome.
Raiders against Washington. What a great final score. Raiders 38, Washington 9.
Yeah,
they never recovered.
No, they
never recovered.
All right, let's talk about number four is the play. This is Cal against Stanford, 1982, big game. Vince, you talk about this one.
Yeah, it was 10 years after we beat Stanford in the last second of the game. But this game was so spectacular. When I was at Cal, I went to Cal before I went to Nebraska. But John Elway was quarterbacking, and they just went ahead with a late fourth quarter field goal. Jackie take the lead. Only 4 seconds left. They kicked the ball off to Cal. And they start lateraling the ball on the kickoff return.
How many
and here
times,
comes,
this?
Oh, I don't know, five times.
Five laterals.
Five
you know how hard that is?
Oh, man. And then, wait a minute, Jackie.
And they were all backwards laterals.
But the funny thing was, the Stanford band was coming on the field thinking the game was over. Wait, you got to finish the play. And the last guy who grabbed the ball overran the trombone player
to get the
end zone.
It
was so remarkable. I mean, it's something you could never forget.
So the trombone player was trying to make the tackle?
Yeah. No, the trombone player was ready to come out and start playing and get, you know, having a good time, but he just got in the way.
That's classic.
Man. Oh, yeah.
I
ran
missed that
over
one.
The Stanford band. Oh, you didn't see that?
I didn't see that one.
You got to see the highlights of that.
I got to see
that. And both those games were at Cal, too.
I bet we can watch it on YouTube,
when we beat
right?
them at Cal. Yeah, you can see it.
All right, that's simply called The Play.
The play.
And they were talking about the band. Okay, let's get into some basketball. Number three, Kobe Bryant's lob to Shaq.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Game 7 against the Blazers, 2000 Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, everybody's going to remember that one. You know, this was the play, this was the highlight play that started the Kobe-Shaq dynasty, in my opinion.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Because remember Kobe, he drove to the basket, and he just kind of lobbed the ball up. And, you know, most of the time on those slam dunks like that, the guys are doing it with both hands. But you remember,
one-handed.
Ben? Shaq went up with one hand, caught the ball about 3 feet above the basket, and boom!
Alley-oop.
Right? Alley-oop. That was one of the most dominant alley-oops that I've ever seen. And Shaq, as big as he is, I've always been impressed with him. Be that big and as that powerful around the basket, that dominant, he was really special.
You know, as somebody as special as Kobe was, he was such a team player, too, as well. He did whatever it takes to win. And, you know, they were down by 15 points, Jack, in
that game. At one point, they needed a play
like that. Great teams need a spark. And those kind of guys really come up and create that spark.
They do.
And let me ask you a question, because that's the key. It's the mental part of the game, and sometimes a play like that turns everything around. You're down by 15. Next thing you know, game is tied and you're winning.
What
can you recall a time on the Rams when you guys were playing and there was a spark?
Well, Jack, something like this. I knew he could do it.
Yeah.
I knew. I looked at Jackie one time playing Atlanta down the floor. We needed a touchdown. We're down on the 1 foot line. And I look at Jackie in the huddle. Jackie, we're coming right over you. Blow that guy out. I don't care who he is. I'm going to tell the defense where we're going with the football. We're going to score a touchdown. And he was so pumped up, he couldn't wait to break the huddle.
The ball came right behind me. I knocked the dude about 2 yards in the end zone. Boom, we score a touchdown. I mean, there's something about empowering people with the fact that you believe in them.
That's correct.
And I think that's what one of the special attributes that I saw in Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant was a guy that he'd eyeball you and argue with you right until the end. Mm-hmm. It didn't matter if you were Michael Jordan or any other guy that was playing. He wanted you to know that he was going to be there and you were going to have to contend with him. And I've always appreciated that about Kobe, and to see that dynasty take off, and they say that was the key play that kickstarted that dynasty. They won three world championships.
Oh, yeah, after that,
three world championships that those guys won,
unbeatable.
All right, number two. Let's go to the quarterback here, Vince Ferragamo. This is known as the catch. Yeah. This is the great Joe Montana to Dwight Clark, 1982.
Hated this play.
The NFC Championship game.
This propelled the 49ers to go to the Super Bowl and win it.
It did.
It was plays like this. Yeah. And Jackie just said it, mentioned.
I hated both those teams.
But, you know, when you have a nucleus, when you have that propelling spark by the quarterback, like a Joe Montana, when he gets in the huddle and just the way he calls the play and he excites players to do their best.
Yes.
And say, I'm going to come to you. Just get open.
He's got a unique.
He just prolonged the play, kept stretching the play out, stretching it out, stretching
it
out.
And it looked like he was throwing out of bounds.
It looked like he was throwing it away, Jack.
It looked like he was throwing it away.
Wait a minute. What do you mean by stretching it out? He was just moving.
He was running to the sideline.
Kept avoiding the tackler, kept moving.
Close to the sideline.
He was like a foot from the sideline when he released the ball.
And he releases the ball.
He releases the ball at the end of the end zone. He just threw it away. Guess who catches it?
Dwight Clark.
Yes.
And and they put the camera on Dwight Clark, and he never acted like for one moment the ball was going anywhere other than directly to him.
And you know what makes these games so special, Jackie? Is that you could practice these plays over and over and over again and never duplicate that one play. You couldn't do it. You couldn't do it in 1,000 tries.
And you know what? I'm sitting there watching this game.
Final minutes against the Dallas Cowboys.
I hate the Dallas Cowboys with a passion. I hate the San Francisco 49ers
with a double pass.
Where
is this?
Because over the years, these were our nemesis. We couldn't get to a Super Bowl with some really, really good teams because of the Dallas Cowboys either knocking us off or the San Francisco 49ers. And I didn't like it. I didn't like it at all. I hated the 49ers with a passion, and still do. Want the Rams to beat them every time they play them.
Cancel next week's guest.
Because I would have gone to a Super Bowl or two if it hadn't been for the 49ers in the Cowboys.
All right, so this is it.
The best play.
Okay, this is it. The number one play.
The number one play.
I was at this game.
Oh.
We're talking about this magical Kirk Gibson walk-off home run against Oakland in the 1988 World Series, game one. the Dodgers horribly outmatched by the Bash Boys on Oakland. And coming up in the bottom of the ninth inning, after Kirk Gibson, everybody knew, Vin Scully, everybody in the ballpark knew Kirk was not going to play.
He had a bad knee, a bad ankle.
Yes.
I mean, the guy was beat up.
He
was
in a bad attitude.
He had a bad hamstring. He couldn't contract his hamstring.
And Tommy Lasorda is saying, hey, if you can play, if you think you can pinch hit, let me know. So finally, late in the game, like in the eighth or ninth, Kirk Gibson sends a kid up because Kirk is down working out, trying to stretch things out.
Yeah.
And the kid goes up to Tommy Lasorda and Tommy says, leave me alone. I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do here in the ninth inning. And leave me alone. He goes, Skip, Kirk says he can pinch hit. And he goes, what? Tell him to stay down there.
He calls.
So Tommy orchestrates
treatment.
This thing. He puts Mike, what's his name, from Oakland there on deck circle. Nobody knows that Kirk Gibson's coming up. They bring in Dennis Eckersley, and Kirk comes up to home plate.
Oh my!
And
God.
He knew left the pitch. Hand. He knew the pitch that he was going to get.
Here's the story. Here's
he
the story. And I love this about you athletes, because Kirk Gibson knew, according to a Dodger scout, that if it gets to be a 3-2 count, Eckersley will come in with a backdoor slider. Goes to 3-2. Kirk Gibson backs out of the plate. You watch him back out. He's thinking about it. Goes back in. There's the backdoor slider. There's the home run to right field.
It was unbelievable.
It was.
Unbelievable.
The greatest moment in sports history.
He can't get around the base path. He's doing like this two times.
He couldn't contract his hamstring.
I could believe.
He was dragging his leg.
What are your thoughts? Your thoughts on great sport moments, email us onpoint@crntalk.com. onpoint@crntalk.com. And while you're at it, go to harmonycheese.com and get some of Vince's famous Parmesan cheese we'll be talking about. You're in tune with On Point Live. Jackie Slater, Vince Ferragamo. We're going to take a break. When we come back, maybe some other great plays that have been missed. We'll have them for you when we continue with On Point Live.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
We're back with On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn, Jackie Slater, Vince Ferragamo. All right, we told you the top five moments from ESPN and California sports history. Let's get into honorable mentions. Vince, were you involved in anything at all?
But of course. But
Jackie,
of course.
Tell us about it.
He fell just below the biggest one for me. Now, he could talk about his football stuff at Cal. I never even watched a Cal game in my life.
Oh, come on.
Even when he was there. But what I do remember watching was being on the football field when we're trying to beat the Dallas Cowboys, a team that I just told you a moment ago that I hate with a sincere passion.
Yes.
I hate them with a passion to this day. And seeing Billy White, I thought it was a deep post, Vince. Yeah. Then Vince told me, no, it was a deep crossing route.
You were too busy blocking too tall.
I had too tall under control.
Yeah,
don't worry.
Did.
Too
That's
tall
how I was
under
able
control.
To get the ball off.
Because you held the ball for at least 3.5 seconds.
A lot of time to throw.
And Michael, he threw the ball down there, and it was tipped by a defender because they were in a deep secondary position with their safeties. And the guy tipped the ball. Billy Whitey catches it, and nobody catching Billy Whitey when he catches a football anywhere on a football field.
Right?
If he's got 2-3 yards on you, he's gone. And then here I am going to, you know, I'm in a good spot. I'm going to the Super Bowl.
Well, Tom Landry, you know, I mean.
It was unbelievable.
He was a brilliant coach. The way he tried to employ his defense, you know, with his young quarterback, try to let's change it up. Let's go blitz. Let's go flex. We'll do a prevent. So
yes.
They weren't a prevent.
And I hated the
defense.
Flex because they could run a TE on the flex defense.
Yeah, they
really
tried
fast.
To control our running game with the flex defense.
Right,
we just have to – that's why we had to throw, because when you're in flex defense, you're not a great pass rushing team.
Right.
So we had great offensive line. Obviously, Jackie led that group in front. But, when you have the quarterback has that much time, you can – research the entire field, but when you got everybody back there, Jackie,
that
it closes the gaps. There's not a big window in there.
Right.
The ball. But you know,
Super Bowl City is good, and you hate still
magical
the Cowboys
and the
San Francisco
49ers. I don't know which one.
I don't.
I hate. I think I hate. Now I'm gonna use the word hate.
Okay, go ahead.
It's okay to use that word in sports. And I hate them with a passion. The 49ers. I hate them more than I do the Dallas Cowboys.
So here's how I
because
say it.
Because they stopped me for too many times from having a chance to go to the Super Bowl.
So I love the Los Angeles Dodgers, my favorite team. Mm-hmm. My second favorite team, anybody playing the San Francisco Giants or the San Diego Padres. That's my hate.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
Now,
so it's okay to have that.
I got
okay.
one other game for you. In L.A. sports history, if you're a hockey fan, the Stunner at Staples, April 23rd, 2001, I was at that game. Playoffs, the hated Detroit Red Wings. They really stink. Their fans are crappy. They're shouting for the Red Wings. The Kings are down 3-0, and the Kings win that game 4-3 in overtime, beating their goalie. And I'm telling you,
did
within
Gretzky
like
make that
with
point?
Like 5
did
minutes
he, did he
left,
score the goal? Gretzky?
They came back with this whole thing. Gretzky was long gone. So I'm telling you, it's a great game. The Stunner at Staples. It was a great game.
The Stunner at Staples.
And the Red Wings goalie retired,
so I
think.
Like
the, and left
I like
the game.
Those names you hang on those great games.
Thanks to Bob
the
Miller
Stunner
for naming
at
that.
Staples.
The Stunner at Staples. All right, let's get into some tragic news now.
Okay.
What's going on here with the NFL Player Association, this strategy, chief strategy officer, J.C., is it Treader? Is that his name? Resigning from his position? What's the latest on that, Vince?
Yeah, J.C. Treader was an executive with the NFL Players Association. He just resigned, but he resigned, days after the resignation of Lloyd Howell, who was the executive director. And, you know, the problem with secrecy when you're dealing at this level, anything has to be done within confined quarters. But when you're talking about confidentiality, information that needs to be shared by both teams, that's a problem. And they had the league and the NFL Players Association struck an unusual confidentiality agreement, okay, to hide discovering that the NFL is pushing to lower guarantees in player contracts. So that information, it cannot be hidden. That has to be exposed. And if you're hiding it from the players, that's a bad deal. And I think that's what one of the things that led to the resignation
of these directors.
You
were right when you say one of the things.
Yeah.
The thing that concerned me was that Mr. Powell was working for a company mm-hmm. that is responsible for securing minority ownership positions from the NFL. You know, the NFL with a few teams now, I think Philadelphia is one, is Denver one.
Buffalo, Miami Dolphins.
These teams have sold minority interests in their clubs to investors. And Mr. Powell is working for a company that facilitates those purchases. Mm-hmm. Now, he's doing that, and then he is the executive director of the union. That is
conflict
of interest.
You can't work on both sides of the table, and that's unfortunate. The NFLPA has been a special organization for football players for years and years and years, and it has always been an organization that has had a motto of taking care of the players past, present, and future, not just the current guys. Past, present, and future, because they're the guys that are voting on pensions, voting on health care for guys that are out of the league right now, and then looking out for the kids that are coming out of college as they come into the pros, that they don't get beat up real bad. So the union has been there under the leadership of some people that have done a great job over the years. We've had our ups and downs, but they've done a great job over the years of protecting players, and that's all players. And when we get a situation like this, which is absolutely unheard of in Vince and I's association with this great game, it has to be corrected, and I think it will be.
And the other thing, too, Jackie, is when you misappropriate funds and you're in a position to take advantage of that, that's a wrongdoing. And when Mr. Howell was misappropriating funds to do personal gain, to go out on his own, use that to conflict with business, and that's personal. So use your own money. He's making $3.6 million, you know, as a director. You don't need to use appropriate funds that are held within the union confines.
Now, Howell also resigned abruptly after ESPN inquired about an outside investigator receiving documentation showing two union-funded strip club visits. So
I think that's what
would that be a misappropriation?
I think that's what Vince was alluding to when he shared what he just said.
Okay,
and we need better leadership. That's what we need in the players' association. Because as Jackie said, the players' union, whether it's active or past, has to promote longevity of the league by protecting the former, the active, and the future player.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So that's if you don't have those interests in mind, don't get elected.
That's the sole purpose of that organization. Right. Vince and I went through some collective bargaining issues where we did not play. There was a lot of unity. And many of the sticking issues during that time weren't all about us as active players. There were some situations that came up where they didn't want to – there was no increase in pension for guys who played long before us, and we didn't think that was fair because we put ourselves in their shoes. And then there were situations that came up that would have taken advantage of the guys entering the National Football League. We didn't stand for that because we felt like if that were us, we wouldn't want that to happen to us. So it's players past, present, and future. That's what the Players Association has always been about. They should never be about anything else other than that. And I think that they got to work really hard to get back to that being their number one priority.
All right. Now, there's a trend in the NFL right now where teams have been selling minority stakes in their franchises. I'm talking about the Buffalo Bills, the Miami Dolphins, the Los Angeles Chargers, the Philadelphia Eagles. What's the deal? Can they play these players that they're giving these great contracts to or something? They're looking for more money now, the teams.
Well, they're generating more revenue, I tell you that. I mean, in the years past, you had 100% ownership by just single individuals. That's the eight original owners in the NFL. Now it's expanded to 32 teams. But as the league has expanded, has grown, popularity and the money that the value of the teams
has skyrocketed.
So they can sell these $8 billion assets. They can sell a minority interest and make $1 billion, sell 25% of the team. And that's what a lot of the teams are doing now, Michael. And I think it's the prerogative of the owner.
Buffalo Bills, they acquired a partner, acquired 20% of their team for $5.8 billion.
Those partners.
Miami.
And you repeat $5.8 billion.
How about the Miami Dolphins
for 20%
for a 13% stake in Miami? It was $8.1 billion for Ares Management.
That's what is valued.
The Chargers 27% stake was sold to one individual. Arctos Partners brought it at an 8% stake, and the Eagles, even the Eagles, two families bought 8% and an $8.3 billion valuation. So that's some money coming in, changing hands.
There's a lot
I'm
of
telling
money.
You, the pricing of the players is killing these teams.
Yeah, there's a lot of money coming in. And, you know, as players, we want to see money coming into the organizations. We want to see that because that speaks volumes for our work that we're doing. It speaks volumes for the, you know, how the fans appreciate the work that's going on the field. There's nothing wrong with tons of money coming in. But what has to happen is you have to have a neutral, a representative to represent the interests of the players. You know, you got 32 owners, 32 guys can very easily agree with what's best for 32 guys, but then you got 1,500 players. And somebody has to be able to stand up and take care of those guys and make sure they're getting their fair share of the money that's being generated by their efforts.
That's how they have the money to pay some of these guys these lucrative contracts.
We're going to talk about that.
And you know what? You know, I got to say this. I got to say this right quick. I have found in the conversations that I've had with NFL owners that they want to be fair. They want to grow their businesses top, first and foremost, but they want to be fair. They understand, you know, how important it is that the players have a very good experience and come out.
It's called equity sharing.
That's what it is.
Costs are going up. I don't see them coming down. We'll discuss that when we come back. You're in tune with On Point Live. Check out our YouTube channel. Subscribe to On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. Email us onpoint@crntalk.com. Don't forget to check out our sponsor, harmonycheese.com. Eat some cheese when you're watching about these salaries. We're going to talk about the big cheeses when we come back On Point Live.
Lowe's knows big savings make a big difference, especially when you're shopping for appliances. Hurry in to get up to 30% off select major appliances. Plus, MyLowe's Rewards members get free delivery, free haulaway, free installation and parts on purchases of $2,500 or more. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/30. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Price, delivery time, and vehicle availability may vary based on order size and location. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com/delivery for more details.
All right, Takis fans, Wendy's knows you love your Takis Fuego chips. So we thought, why not make a Takis Fuego meal with a Takis Fuego chicken sandwich with spicy chicken topped with crushed Takis Fuego chips and creamy corn spread. Plus, it comes with Fuego fries inspired by Takis and a bag of Takis Fuego chips. If we add any more heat, we might start an actual... I told him this would happen. For an intense new take on Takis chips, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
Kohl's friends and family, listen up, because this one's for you. Right now, you can take an extra 20% off during the Friends and Family Sale. Save on summer must-haves for your home. Comfy everyday outfits for your family. Smart favorites for back to school, and so much more. Yep, it's your time to save. Shop Kohl's Friends and Family Sale today. Select styles. Offer ends July 27th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Hi, it's me, Flo, here to tell you that with the Progressive Home and Auto Bundle, you get 24/7 protection, so you're covered no matter where the day takes you.
Even I added too much water to the pizza dough day?
Yep.
How about getting a call from my daughter to pick her up at the airport because her boyfriend is unreliable day?
Especially that day.
What about finding out that one of my pipes suddenly burst in my basement day?
Progressive has every day covered 24/7 with a Home and Auto Bundle. Also, you have a lot of bad days.
Oh no, that was all the same day.
At least you're covered with Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn, Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater. All right, we talked about these poor team owners. They're having to sell parts of their team off to keep up with the salaries that are skyrocketing. And one guy who's not is very happy these days, T.J. Watt. Apparently made a deal of Vince, Jackie, right?
Yeah. Patience is a virtue, right, Jackie? Because he waited and waited.
He did.
And he saw what Myles Garrett got.
Yeah.
So he says, I got to just do one step better than
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Yeah,
yeah, so Myles got $40 million a year.
Yeah. Yep.
T.J. got $41 million.
He's the highest paid non-quarterback in pro football history. Mm-hmm. Now, Vince and I was having a conversation on the way in. He said, Jackie, he said, which one of these guys would you rather have to deal with?
There you go.
And my thoughts were, give me T.J. Watt. T.J. Watt is a smaller guy. He's not as big as Myles Garrett. But then when you look at the way he impacts a game, if I had to be responsible for dealing with T.J. Watt in all the particular areas that he impacts the game, I wouldn't want anything to do with him. Because if you look at it, the guy's got the most sacks since 2017 in the NFL at 108. He's got the most quarterback hits on 225. He's got most tackle for losses, 126.
Since 2017.
And the most forced fumbles. Now
he's disruptive, no doubt.
Since 2017, he's been something else, hasn't he?
Yeah, but if you think about Myles Garrett, for me, my first thought is, man, this dude is 6'6". He weighs about 275, got long arms, he's quickness, he's quick, he's strong, mm-hmm. he's explosive. I mean, this is a long day any way you look at it. But he probably doesn't impact. And he can line up at five different spots, the center, both guards, both tackles. He can line up anywhere and be special. But he doesn't have the overall impact that you see with the numbers that T.J. Watt is putting
in. May I speak for our viewers and listeners when I ask you, Vince? Yeah. I'm ready to go for my $2,000 ticket and my $800 glass of beer and watch the football game when T.J. plays there, because these salaries are out of control.
It's amazing.
It's unbelievable.
But you know, these type of players on defense, and you know, defense wins championships, obviously, and Pittsburgh has been in many of those championship type of games. But both these guys are so much on the radar for offenses, because if you misplace these two guys in the lineup,
if you don't count for every single snap, every play,
then something bad's going to happen.
Every
on
snap,
offense.
Michael, you have to know where they are every snap.
So that's the meaning behind what they're getting paid, Michael, and that's just a byproduct of your hard work.
May I ask you
what you've done?
Before you ask, I want to reiterate
what he said. My son was playing with the New England Patriots. As you know, he played with them for a long time.
Great player.
And they got ready to play the Baltimore Ravens. And what's the safety's name? The Hall
Hamilton.
Of Fame?
Hamilton.
No. The other guy. He's a Hall of Fame safety.
Oh, yeah.
And he said that Coach Belichick came up to address the team the first meeting before they got ready to play Baltimore. And he said, fellas, he said,
look at this guy.
He circled. Uh-huh. He circles. I can't call his name for nothing in the world right now. He circled the guy's name. Circle his number and said, fellas, on every single play in this game, offense, defense, and special teams, we got to know where he is. That's just how special. That's the kind of – that's some guys that just have to be accounted for.
Let me ask you a personal question. It's a weekend night. It's starry. It's nice moonlit night. You're laying in bed ready to doze off. You look out the window. Do either one of you ever wonder if you moved your career up 20 years, how much you guys would be making in football? Come on now. This is not fair to the past players. Yeah. Vince, start with you.
It's all relative, Michael. I mean, you know, what was the cost of a piece of real estate, you know, in the early 70s? You know, the median price today in Orange County is over $1 million, $1.2 million. So everything goes up in value over time, and I think that's just a part of the course. It's the standard that we live by each and every day. And, you know, my grandsons and my granddaughters, when they grow up, Jackie, they're going to be faced with the same kind of thing.
All right. The name that I couldn't call a moment ago was Ed Reed.
Ed Reed.
It's dynamic safety. Now, this is what, you know, relative to salaries going up, this is what I want to say. Andy Reed – one of the best coaches in the National Football League right now, with one of the best quarterbacks in the National Football League, one of the best rosters in the National Football League, just had one of his guards, an offensive guard, to sign a contract for $94 million with $70 million guaranteed.
What's his name?
His name is
Trey Smith.
Trey Smith. Now, but this is the thing. This is the thing right here. Listen to what Andy Reid said. Andy Reid said that this guy came in with a long situation. He had blood clots. All this stuff was going on with him, but he worked his way through it. And then he said this. He said, but he's able to come in and play at a level that he has played at with a toughness that we haven't seen. He said he's aggressive. He's an aggressive personality on the field, but a teddy bear off the field. But an aggressive, he said it twice, an aggressive personality on the field. Man, he brings it every game. Now, that's the kind of coach that I wish that I could have played for in my 20 years. Somebody who really appreciated my work. Somebody who really appreciated the effort that I was putting. This guy is not only is he playing and showing up on Sunday and his teammates are watching him, but he's showing up every day in practice.
Okay, Jack.
And they expect to follow his lead. You need a guy like that on your team. But more importantly, you need a guy with the balls and somebody on the coaching staff and in the management team
to recognize
that and honor that guy.
So this resonates with the team, Michael, and it almost magnifies the entire outlook of the players as well as the coaching staff. That means I'm willing to pay the extra price. I'm willing to outwork my opponent.
Absolutely.
We talked to James Washington on the way in here, talking to him about the NFL Players Association. He says, I couldn't wait to outwork my opponent.
We call him drive-by.
Drive-by.
Because he was hitting everything that moved.
But that now you see Patrick
he
Mahomes.
He was hitting everything that moved.
Now, drive-by. But anyway, Patrick Mahomes just interviewed. They lost the Philadelphia Eagles last year in the Super Bowl.
Yes.
This is more motivational for him than anything else could happen to him in his life. He is coming back prepared. He's infectious. He's is infectious with the entire
that
team.
Everybody's
coming out to live with this guy, to work with this guy, and to be serious in their approach. They're going to be a great team this year. Watch out.
So many Eagles in the coaching staffs, so many Eagles in the managerial staffs of these teams.
Detroit.
I'm not going to call any names.
Yeah.
There's so many egos going on there that they can do their jobs. And they don't appreciate what makes them, what gives them an opportunity to be special. They don't appreciate that. And I think that is one of the main differences between all the success we've seen in Kansas City. All those things that Andy Reid, that was an offensive guard that Andy Reid is reading about and talking about and tooting his horn.
So are the coaches
not
better
now? Not a quarterback,
now?
not anybody else, offensive guard.
And they also renegotiated Carl Loftus, who they needed to go with along with Chris Jones.
So are on defense, the coaches
they're
better
investing.
Now than when you guys played? You said you wish you had a coach like Andy Reid. Are they better now, the coaches, than before?
I wouldn't say better. What I'm saying is here's a guy. Andy Reid was an old offensive lineman. But here's a guy that attaches himself to the value that a big physical guy who is big and physical every single day in pads brings to the table. You know, a lot of guys, just because they're playing football, they don't want nothing to do with no contact. They just as soon sit there and watch somebody else hit, and they just run down the field and everything. But football teams' personalities, in my opinion, are formed by the physicality that individuals bring to the table.
And they're a reflection of the coaching staff. And as he said, Andy Reid is a spotlight kind of coach. You're right. He's won so many Super Bowls, Michael. He's had great success. Bill Belichick along the same term of those guys. Chuck Knox, Chuck Knoll. I mean, you can go all these coaches over there. Vince Lombardi. They had something special. And this is what's the special quality
so special
of
coaches.
Andy Reid
they honored.
Has.
They honored the roots of being successful in pro football. That's physical guys, smart guys, hardworking guys, guys that'll play when they're hurt.
The least penalized
team. You don't
win. We talked about that last week, about the favoritism of referees calling plays. It's not – these guys are just well coached. They know how to play. They don't take personal gain over team gain. It's team organization that wins.
Absolutely.
Okay, you'd be a – member of a team. And these coaches really.
May I just say then have Travis care. Kelce not hit him in the gut next time, okay?
That's right. Well, he believes in him anyway.
All right, Tyler Smith, quick note, you like this kind of player? He isn't afraid. He's on the Cowboys. They didn't make the playoffs. Yeah. They said, what's your goal for this year? And he says, Super Bowl champions. Yeah. You want a player to say that, don't you?
Yeah,
nothing less.
You want a player to say that. But this guy, you know, nothing against him. He's 6'6". He weighs 332 pounds. He's from the Fort Worth area. He's with the Dallas Cowboys, and they love him to death. That's a mighty big offensive guard. But for him to make that statement in light of what we have seen with that organization over there, and I trust the owner is doing a fantastic job of trying to right the wrongs over there, but they've had a lot of problems in Dallas. You know, they got the best, arguably the best pass rusher in the National Football League right now, Michael Parsons, sitting there and hadn't even – he's sitting there waiting to get a contract. Why is he waiting so long to get a contract? T.J. Watt got paid. Miles Garrett got paid.
He'll get taken care of.
What's taking so long?
But
do
you think the Dallas Cowboys, it's unrealistic to think that they won't be in the Super Bowl? I don't really think so. I think they have a shot.
You think they have a shot?
They do have a shot, Jackie. This is a rejuvenated team, and it's going to start at the top, not from the bottom. It's going to start at the top and work down.
Do you like the coaches? You like what they're doing with the quarterback?
Schottenheimer, I think so. I think he's got everybody on the right page. I think they're going to be much improved this year and have a different work ethic. Last year, they didn't have that work ethic. I don't think they had to go on and win.
And when you say work ethic, are you referring to the players, the coaches? What are you referring
everybody.
To?
Everybody.
Yeah, I agree.
The entire,
well, maybe you're right, Vince, and I certainly hope so, because Jerry Jones is a man that I have much respect for. I have seen him take a lot of pride. You know, he was an offensive lineman.
They've been very quiet
this
offseason.
Did you know that Jerry Jones was an
offensive lineman?
He was a guard, I believe.
Yeah.
And he's taken a lot of pride in the physical guys that he's had up front over the years. So I've always appreciated it about him and pulled for him. Yeah. But I've seen a lot of things that's going to have to be corrected right now in order for them to go to the Super Bowl.
Well, that could be one of the toughest divisions. That NFC East,
right.
with the Giants, the Commanders, and the Eagles.
Follow me to the Intuit Dome now. Let's do a little basketball. Paul, Vince Ferragamo, returning to the Clippers. Your thoughts?
Well, I like that idea. I think that's going to be great for the Clippers. I mean, they're in the West.
Why?
They have to contend with – because he brings experience, Jackie. He's a great team concept.
Old,
I mean, this doesn't matter.
He's 45 years old.
This guy knows how to win, okay? And this they need something special.
What are they going to play him, 3 minutes
Jackie, they got to beat the Timberwolves. They got to beat the Lakers. I think that's their biggest contest. They got to beat the Rockets. They got to beat the Thunder. They got to beat the Warriors. I mean, did they get him, they got Brook Lopez. Okay, 7'1".
Yeah,
they're going to beat twins. Down below. They're going to help their offensive center now,
Dubak,
and they got John Collins, who's 6'9".
Yeah,
and they picked up Bradley Beal.
Yeah, Bradley,
who's
Beal,
a great
I
off
like,
the bench.
I like him.
Okay, as you saw last year in the Thunder.
Yeah,
they have a quality team. All right. Not only their top five. You got to have more than top five. Just ask the Nuggets.
Right.
Okay. You got Denver Nuggets, too, to talk about.
Right.
You're going to have some depth on this team. And they're building it. They're building it from within. Intuit Dome is going to light up.
All right.
Well, they're going to – the Clippers are always going to be – you know, unless they turn in a championship here in L.A., they're going to always be sucking the hand tip to the Lakers. You know that.
Well,
many championships that they've won here.
Yeah, let's see what happens.
All right, we're going to have to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have to eat some cheese. I'm sorry. We ran out of time
apologize.
In this segment.
Don't apologize for
Harmony
eating
cheese. Our reserve Parmesan is our featured cheese of the day.
Sorry,
and we're going to talk about fun and easy pairings with it. Especially with you, Vince Ferragamo.
I like it.
Parmesan,
the rich.
This is a guy that wants to shred the cheese all the time.
He
wants the cheese.
You can eat it anyway.
He wants to shred
it. Good.
You don't like shredding, do you?
No. Why you got to shred?
Sprinkle on your food.
Because the cheese on your food when you can just get chopped
up. Do it both ways.
Hunk. Just bite off of it.
Hunk and shred. Go to HarmonyCheese.com and check it out. HarmonyCheese.com will get it for you there. On Point Live brought to you by Harmony Cheese. Parmesan right around the corner. Stay with us here. Michael Horn, Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater. We love Harmony Cheese. Stay with us.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back to On Point Live. Michael Horn, Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater. Check us out on YouTube, On Point Live with Vince and Jackie, our website, onpointlive.net. All right, Harmony Cheese has come up with their cheese of the week, and this is the Harmony Cheese Reserve Parm. As in Parmesan. Vince Ferragamo.
Oh, I love it.
That's sweet and salty. They say drizzle it with a touch of honey, any kind of honey.
Yeah.
The Parm's salty, nutty goodness just sings out the honey sweetness. Is a match made in snacking heaven.
Yeah, now that sounds like a cheese that we don't necessarily have to shred.
Fruit Fiesta fanatic for you. Now, you pair this with some crisp apple slices, possibly like Honey Crisp, Granny Smith, a handful of maybe dried cranberries, the fresh crunch or tart a chewiness perfectly highlights the Parmesan cheese.
Just finish it with a nice glass of red Ferragamo Super Tuscan.
The wine lover's whisperer. You sip it alongside maybe a light-bodied red like a Pinot Noir, maybe a sparkler like a Prosecco, or an Italian varietal like
the Italian Super Tuscan
from Ferragamo
Vineyards. Cabernet Franc.
It's very it's fruit. Si, here's the deal: the fruitiness.
Did we get our package? Did we get our cheese?
Hold
package?
On, Jackie. If you get the sparkling of a Prosecco with it, it's kind of like erupts in your mouth. It's great. No, we did not. We're out the door and order that. And then the zing. You sprinkle a little bit of some freshly cracked black pepper.
See, that's the thing. I have a problem with you, Vince. You want to do too much sprinkling with the cheese. Why you got to sprinkle
just your cheese? You gonna eat it,
why you got to grade? You talking about sprinkles. He talking about grade. Why you got to do that?
What are you
why can't you just take the cheese, cut you off a couple of chunks of it, get yourself some premium saltines or some vanilla wafers, and eat your cheese like
that? You got to do things in moderation.
Or even still,
you got to do things in moderation.
Take it and put it on a piece of wheat toast. Put it in the oven and melt it down.
We got to talk about baseball.
Put some ham and bologna on that.
The Dodgers suck there.
No, they're just a little slump. Don't worry about Jets and Freddie Freeman. They're going to be fine.
These guys don't know how to gain weight.
It's a hot team right now, the Milwaukee Brewers. They've won 10 hot. Detroit Lions.
Harmony Cheese,
11 games, Jackie, in the East. Oh, my goodness.
I'm just disappointed that you two guys don't know how to eat your cheese. That's all I got to say.
I got to tell you one thing.
Come on, Dodgers.
I'm ready to go.
Let's go, baby. This is a great show. We get a little crazy, but the one thing you have to remember here is get the Harmony Cheese at harmonycheese.com. Yeah. And by all means, the one thing we always want you to remember, when everybody shout at the same time, what do we always say?
Stay on point.